this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and normally we're high atop the Tower of Hope at Christ Cathedral, but today is a very special day, an anointed day. We are at Sacred Heart Carmelite Retreat Center with Bishop David O'Connell, Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in the San Gabriel region. Welcome, Bishop.
Good to be here. Thank you, Deacon.
It's great to have you here. And the Lozanos, who are founders of the Unbound Ministry, Matt Lozano and his father, Neil, who is the founder of Unbound. Welcome to the show.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Hello, Deacon.
And, you know, I feel like I know you guys because I've heard you so often in the various videos that you do and your talks. And obviously, Bishop, it's so wonderful to have you here. Do you want to be set free? Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Well, that's exactly what Jesus wants. He died for us and rose again that we may be free and set free. I know you agree with that, Neil.
Absolutely. And that's really where Unbound Ministry began. It began in my life when I encountered the Lord in January of 1970, and my life turned around, and I received the joy and the blessing and the freedom of knowing Jesus. And you know, as you grow closer to the Lord, then things within get exposed. And after 2 years, I began to feel a longing in my heart for freedom. I knew something wasn't right. I wasn't quite the person that I knew I was supposed to be in Christ. And I went through an inner healing in 2 years later, and I stepped into a greater freedom. But actually going through that level of freedom, I began to realize there was more. And I began to be aware that, well, what I didn't know, but I thought I needed deliverance. I thought there was some sort of bondage in my life. But no one would talk to me about it. No one would, they would see my life and they'd say, you know, you're praying every day, you're evangelizing, you're doing all this. So they never considered that I might need deliverance from the influence of an evil spirit.
Now, we use the word deliverance, and our radio audience right now is thinking, uh-oh, that's something that I don't want to be part of. And yet, it's a really a normal part of Christianity.
Yes, it is.
And what Jesus did in delivering us all from evil and from sin. So what is deliverance?
Well, deliverance is what happened when we were baptized. We were transferred from one kingdom into another. We were delivered into the kingdom of the beloved Son. And as Catholics, we believe in angels and demons. And but even though we believe that, many of us don't have a place to put it. And how do angels and how do evil spirits influence our lives? And they basically influence our lives by gaining access through the things in our hearts that aren't lined up with God, lies that we believed, experiences we had. And for me, the 15 years later, I was delivered from a spirit of rejection. Now, that rejection was things that happened to me over my lifetime, a series of rejections, one specific. But because I carried that, it just seemed normal to me that that was life and that's what I would expect to happen. And I didn't really understand what it meant to be set free from the influence of the evil spirit until someone prayed for me and I experienced being delivered from a spirit of rejection. It was a real human experience, a real human trauma, but as that found a place in my memory and in my life, evil spirits can gain influence and hold you into bondage to that experience. So you begin to see life and perceive life out of those experiences. And even though you've come to Jesus, and even though you repent of your sins, and even though you're seeking the Lord, you might not get free until you name the lie or you name the thing that you've been living under and stand in the authority that Jesus has given you.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit with Bishop David O'Connell. and Neil and Matt Lozano, and we're talking about Unbound, the Unbound ministry, to be set free. We're talking about how much God loves us. So many of us are living in bondage. We're living in addictions. But Jesus wants to set you free. It is not a coincidence that you're listening to this show. John 15:16 says, "It is not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask of the Father, he may give you." You have been chosen to listen to this show to be set free. And all of us need to be set free by our Savior. And Bishop, you know, I just am so honored and blessed to be sitting next to you right now and hearing you so many times about the need to be set free and the need to give our heart and soul and mind to Jesus. Your thoughts on this important ministry.
What I want to start off by saying is that Jesus has a plan for your life, dear listener. And his plan is that you have a life of joy and peace and hope and strength, even despite difficulties and sufferings and problems that come in life. Jesus wants to give you that. He wants to give you new life. And I know this is true because I believe the Lord Jesus, and I know the Lord Jesus has given me this new life in him. I have been a priest for almost 40 years, long, long, long time. I came out here from Ireland actually in January 1978. And I worked in different parishes as an associate pastor, and I worked since 1988 down in South Central Los Angeles. And I always worked very hard to try and be a good priest and be a good pastor. But actually more and more in my life, I began to be filled with anxiety and fear. I began to think, well, this is part of who I am, because I was always had carried a lot of anxiety in my life, even as a child. But now I would ask the Lord, "Lord, I'm doing the best I can. Why is it I'm always been destroyed by this anxiety and worry and fear about the future? And I'm doing the best I can, but why is it that this is kind of plaguing me always?" And I actually, after a number of years, I began to just kind of accept this anxiety and fears about this, that, and the other. And I began to say, "Well, this is part of my personality. This is who I am. I'm kind of messed up somewhere inside me. And I guess I'll just live with that." And I even began to kind of have a spirituality of saying, "I suppose this is my cross. I'll do the best I can, but I just carry this anxiety, this fear, this kind of weakness inside me." And one day, about maybe 10 years ago, maybe less, Father Arthur Bilski from the Koinonia of St. John the Baptist, who was with me at St. Michael's, doing evangelization, he said he had actually been at a retreat that Neil, maybe Matt also gave back east. He actually had given me the Unbound book for Christmas. I don't know if he was just giving me a little hint, preparing me for the conversation that he was having with me. And he said, "I think maybe you should let me pray with you, the five keys." I said, "Okay." I didn't think I was possessed or anything. I knew I wasn't. I was living trying to live a very good life as a following Jesus as a priest. But I said, "I do need some help, Arthur. Yeah, I admit that." And he began to explore my life with me, and I told him about the fact that my grandmother had committed suicide. My mother, when she was 8 years old, was the one who found her mother hanging in a poor little house in Southern Ireland, way back in times of real poverty in Ireland. And my mother had went into a traumatic silence because of the trauma of seeing her mother hanging there. And my mother's father was a very bad alcoholic who died when my mum was 15. And my mother lived all those years, lived her whole life, and she died now about 20 years ago. But she lived her whole life with terrible anxiety and depression, and And I and Arthur said, I think maybe that spirit got passed down to you. It was almost like kind of a relief to hear that, that this anxiety wasn't something that was just part of me. It was something that was, that had come into my life, but I could was external to my life. And then he prayed, Father Arthur prayed for me the five keys. And that evening, I remember I was driving along Imperial Highway, going to visit family, and I felt this joy, like almost a euphoria, a joy that I'd never experienced my whole life. And it was wonderful to me. I said, oh my Lord, this must be what, maybe this is what the way God wants us to be, and this is what people maybe, some people must experience this who don't have this kind of anxiety. And it was a great gift. And then the anxiety began to come back after 2 or 3 days, 4 days, and I said, well, I could do it, unless I'll do it for myself this time. And I did a prayer for myself, and once again, the anxiety went. And I found that every time I did the prayer, it came back less and less powerful, until eventually it became diminished to the point where I could just, when it came back, I would pray and I would be freed. And it was a great gift to me, and it became the greatest gift of my priesthood, that I could now bring these prayer, the five keys of Unbound, to the people I would meet in the neighborhoods, in the confession, who come into the office, whose lives were destroyed by addiction or rage or brokenness of all sorts of things, people living in shame because of the abuse of children, self-hatred, self-rejection. And now I could pray for them. And sometimes I would see their faces just changing before my eyes as they experienced the freedom that Jesus wanted them to have. And they would just breathe sighs of relief. I would find that when I would just hear that, sometimes during the prayers, I would hear them going, and they would just feel free, and they would say, oh, I can see. I said, you could see before. Yeah, but I don't know, I can see light now. And they would say, I feel a big burden has gone from my shoulders. They would say, I can breathe now. It was a beautiful gift. And it became the joy and the blessing of my life that I could share that liberation in Jesus Christ to all the beautiful people who are suffering so much.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus came to set you free. Jesus came to give you life and life abundantly. We're going to come right back to talk more about this exciting ministry, the Unbound Ministry. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit.
When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Experience the profound power of the Passion According to St. Luke, performed by Leonardo DeFilippis, director and star of the feature film Therese. In this one-hour presentation, you will encounter Christ speaking directly to you, dying for you personally, and giving you the hope of eternal life. The Passion According to St. Luke is suitable for all ages and is coming soon to our area.
Come see The Passion at Christ Cathedral Garden Grove's Fried Theater, March 16th, 17th, and 18th. For ticket info, visit ccdramaseries.com.
Hello everyone, this is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit, here with some incredibly special guests. We have Bishop David O'Connell, who's the Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles in the San Gabriel region. We have Neil Lozano and Matt Lozano, and Neil is the founder of the Unbound Ministry, and we're talking about being set free through this incredible grace from our Lord Jesus Christ. Of this ministry in which we truly, truly can understand how we are not meant to live in bondage or chains. We are meant to be free of our addictions and free of our issues and so many issues that really hold us in bondage. And Matt, I have enjoyed so much listening to the videos, the Unbound videos, the Advanced Unbound videos, and learned so much. And it's interesting having groups come together and listen to the videos and go through the various discussions. But as it relates to your personal journey, tell us about your journey with Christ and your father starting this important ministry, but it's not necessarily something you jumped on right away. So tell us about your testimony.
Well, I love that scripture when Jesus, he says that the kingdom of God is like yeast working its way through dough. And we embrace the kingdom and we experience Jesus and his lordship, but it expands and it grows throughout our lives and it changes us and transforms us over time. So when I was very young, I was the third of four boys, and I experienced being very different from my brothers and even from my parents. And in that difference and in the conflict that created, sometimes there was a lot of misunderstanding or arguments in my house, and they usually centered around me. I was usually the one who saw things differently from everybody else. And because of that experience, my enemy began to lie to me, and I received a lie that was very, very specific, a strategy to hold me in bondage. And the lie was that no one will ever understand me, you know, because my brothers didn't understand me, who could? And so I began to live through that lie. I began to justify my behavior to everyone and argue with people. When I got caught, I would lie. And so it became a whole pattern of relating to life through that deception that no one could ever understand me. And as a result, I became very lonely, very isolated, and very depressed. And when before my senior year in high school, I gave my life to Jesus in a profound way, and everything began to change. And the first thing I noticed was that I was free to be myself. You know, I experienced a joy and just being who I was and knowing that Jesus loved me. And then sharing that joy with other people was a liberation of sorts. But the kingdom of God was going deeper throughout my life. So, you know, if you had met me at the time, you wouldn't think, oh yeah, he's going to go into ministry. You know, I was just experiencing the Lord. But it was really 10 years later that I experienced a dramatic freedom from that core lie. I was making a really big decision, and I asked my father about his opinion. And he had some concerns about the decision I was making. And as a result, this anger just surfaced in me, and I just really let him have it. I know a lot of people have had those kind of conversations with their parents before, but it awakened me to the realization that something in me was in bondage, something wasn't right. And so fortunately for me, my father knew these five keys, and he led me through the Unbound session. And the Holy Spirit really revealed to me what my real enemy was. It wasn't people or my brothers. It was this deception, this lie that was, you know, that no one could ever understand you. And when I finally renounced it, I said, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the lie that no one could understand me. I actually experienced the Father's love and the Father's voice in my heart. I heard the Father, God the Father, say, you know, son, I've always known you and I've always understood you. And from that moment on, I was free in so many ways. There was a deeper freedom in my marriage. There was a greater freedom to be in ministry and to say yes to him in deeper ways. And that's really the reason I'm in full-time ministry today, is because he delivered me from my bondage.
And my brothers and sisters, it is so exciting to live a life of Christ. It's so exciting to let Jesus fill our hearts and souls. Everything changes. And so many of you, perhaps you feel like, oh, I've done these horrible things. God could never forgive me. But God is the God of forgiveness. And that really relates to the five keys. And the heart of the Father is forgiveness and love, because God is love. And tell us about the foundation of the Unbound ministry was, I believe, these five keys. And tell us about where did they come from and And what was kind of the evolution of these five keys, Neil?
Well, wherever we go, we always speak about five keys. Sometimes we take a week to teach about it. Sometimes we take a day or even an hour. So we just try to do a little brief summary of them here. But they really developed, as I said, years ago. I encountered the Lord. And after that, I just wanted everyone to know about Jesus. And so they really came out of my desire to evangelize. And we brought many people to know Jesus, but then they ran into problems later. And it's just out of trying to help people and seeking my own freedom that these things came together. And so most of the keys I knew, but it wasn't until 1997 that I put the last, the Lord gave me the last pieces so I could we could use these in such a way to train others and to help others to take hold of their own freedom. So the five keys are repentance and faith. Second is forgiveness. Third is renunciation. The fourth is authority. And the fifth is the Father's blessing.
So let's talk about repentance and faith. And why is it so important that we have that heart of repentance?
When Jesus came, his first message was repent and believe the good news. The kingdom of God is here. And so when we speak about repentance, yes, it's repentance, a daily thing of things that we've done or we need to turn from. But the essence of repentance is turning and confessing that you're a sinner in a way that you need a Savior. And there are many people that have grown up in the church that relate to Jesus and talk to him, and they might relate to the Father, and they pray to Mary, and sometimes they've missed the Savior. And it's only when we have conviction of our own sinfulness and our need for Jesus as a Savior, the one who died for us while we're still in our sins. And so that's the essence of the first key, along with ongoing, any repentance that needs to go on. But it's surrendering your life to Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Bishop David, so many times we think that we can control our lives, men in particular, you know, they want to be the doers, and they don't want to feel weak, that we need something else or someone else or God or whatever, that I'm in control of my life. But true freedom is understanding that we are not in control and that Jesus is God. And why is it so important to have repentance?
Can I just start from the part of the first key, which is the putting your life under the authority of Jesus?
Yes.
You know, this is... And it kind of relates to your question, really, about who's in control of your life.
Yes.
In my ministry in South Los Angeles, in the parish ministry, and still this happens still, when people came to me with any sorts of difficulties, let's say a man would come, he's maybe got violent at home, and he's filled with rage, and his life is destroyed, now his wife and family are gone, or he's alcoholism is taking over his life and he's in terrible trouble, or a woman comes with problems, she feels so much shame and fear and despair because she's committed the sin of abortion, or somebody comes with terrible self-hate and self-loathing and their life's completely out of control because they were abused as a child. I would always say to them, if you want a new life, and they would say, yes, I do, Father. And then I would say, well, the first step in having a new life is to put your life completely under the authority of Jesus. Just call out to him. Put your life under his care. Put yourself completely under his guidance and his loving mercy. That's the first step in having a new life. And that's the first key. That's the unbound key. Is that the way I'd have him say and repeat after me, Jesus, I trust in you, I love you, I put my life under your authority, I put my hand in your hand, and then forgive me for my sins. I want to follow you, I want to be close to you. So the repentance is in the context of putting your life under the authority of Jesus. That is I want to say that to everybody listening, that if this very moment even, you want a new life, or if you're trying to understand, how do I get this experience of peace and joy and hope and new life? That's the first step. That Neil has outlined for us there. Put your life under the authority of Jesus and repent of your sins. And it's essentially turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. We're going to, on Ash Wednesday, we're going to say this to thousands and thousands of people. Repent and believe in the gospel. Turn away from sin and believe in the gospel. It's the first step in that new life.
You may have tripped and fell and sinned 1,000 times. You may think, my brothers and sisters, that there's no hope for you. That's a lie of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
There is hope. And I just really want to emphasize the sacrament of reconciliation. We talk about that a lot on this show. And that is so freeing. And tell us about why is that so important, Bishop?
Well, for me, one of the greatest privileges of my life began to be hearing confessions and combining confession with the unborn ministry.
Mm.
And that's where I would see most of all people coming in, just even coming, who'd come many times over the course of their lives to confess a sin, to repent again of falling. And they would talk to me about the fact that they say, I lost control. I love my children, but I lost control. I got this rage against them. I love my family, but I committed this terrible sin. Something took over. Something got control of me. I lost control. And I would always say, well, what is that? And that's what I would talk about. Maybe you need a prayer of liberation here, a prayer, and I can do those prayers with you. And people would experience then that liberation. Confession is a great gift. In confession, all the power of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ is poured out to that person who comes to the sacrament of confession. We talk about having the encounter with Jesus. The encounter changes your life. And we want to encounter this compassion and mercy of Jesus. And the Pope, of course, has talked so beautifully about that ever since he became our Holy Father, that what the world needs most of all, above all else, what the world needs is an experience of the compassion and mercy of Jesus. This is why Jesus came into the world. This is why he suffered and died on the cross. This is why he poured out his blood, his life, for us, so that those who are suffering so much under the bondage of sin, their own sin or the sins of others against them, which are source of their destruction, that people will experience the mercy of Jesus. And the best place to experience that mercy and that compassion and that new life is in the sacrament of confession. That's where it's made present for us. So that, again, combined with this, with the sin, the prayers of Unbound, it became a very powerful, joyful, privileged, graceful experience for me to be a minister of the sacrament of confession.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about the Unbound ministry. We're going to come right back to talk more about the five keys and the importance of forgiveness. We'll be right back.
Well, it's that time of year for us Catholics all around the world. It is Lent, and that means, as is tradition, we are here with Wahoo's co-founder, Wing Lam. And Wing, tell us about what you have for us this year.
Well, Mike, what better way to observe Lent than by having some fish tacos on Fridays? And this year, we got some crispy ones waiting for you. Something a little bit different. We've been grilling using Cajun spices. Now we got something a little more crispy for you to try out during Lent.
If it's Fridays and it's Lent, it's got to be Wahoo's fish taco. Thanks, Wing.
Thank you, Mike. We'll see you at the stores.
Would you like an opportunity to read and discuss inspiring books by bright Catholic authors? The OC Catholic Book Club offers quarterly book titles reviewed and chosen by Bishop Kevin Vann. Every 3 months, members gather to meet the author and hear informed commentary about the book by local church scholars. Membership in the OC Catholic Book Club includes 4 books and tickets to the author forums. For more information, visit occatholic.com/oc-catholic-book-club or call 714-282-3045.
Hello everyone, this is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are here at Sacred Heart Carmelite Retreat Center with some very, very special people. I'm so excited. It's Bishop David O'Connell, who is the Auxiliary Bishop for the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and the San Gabriel region. The founders of the Unbound Ministry, Neil Lozano and his son Matt. And we're talking about this very important ministry in which we have been called to be set free, to live a life of abundance. Think about this for a second. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We've been called to live a life of love, of joy, of peace, of patience, and all the fruits of the Spirit. Are you living that kind of life? Well, we've talked about the first key of five keys that the Lord gave to Neil. The first is repentance and faith, and the importance of repentance, the importance of really saying yes to the Lord Jesus and asking for faith. The second is one of the most important things that I see in the healing ministry that we have at Spirit-Filled Hearts. It's Jesus' ministry. Jesus the healer. But wherever we go, people feel this unforgiveness in their hearts and souls, and maybe this lack of forgiveness of other people. And they carry that as a bondage. And Matt, as we talk about this second key of forgiveness, it is so important for people to embrace that. Tell us about that key.
Forgiveness really is at the heart of Christianity. It's the heart of the gospel, is the forgiveness of God, which is made present to us in the death and resurrection of Jesus. And Jesus, as Bishop mentioned, he unlocked an ocean of the Father's mercy to us. But our experience of that mercy and our receptivity to that mercy can actually be hindered or blocked by our resentment and unforgiveness. You know, it's like the unmerciful servant. He didn't receive what was actually being offered because he was holding on to what someone else owed him. And for a lot of people, they understand that forgiveness is important. And they've heard it, even in our secular culture, you know, Oprah will tell you that forgiveness is important. But what's important for us to tap into is the power of forgiveness. And the power doesn't come from ourselves. You know, many people come and they say, I just can't forgive. I can't do it. But the power to forgive comes from the cross. It comes from Jesus' words on the cross when he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And so when we forgive, we step into union with him on the cross, and we speak in union with him, and we say, in the name of Jesus, I forgive. And that's when the power of the gospel becomes very real and very present to us in our pain. It liberates us. And so if I could name one of the greatest tactics or strategies of the enemy to keep Christians in bondage, it would be unforgiveness. More so than anything else, it's the most prevalent form of bondage. And many people know it's important to forgive, but no one's ever shown them how. And so part of our ministry is to lead people through, to be able to name their pain, but also tap into the power of Jesus' name when they speak the forgiveness. And you can hear it going, you know, at first they're very timid and they're struggling to find the words, but you can see as they name their pain and they release it, just how powerful it can be. And they experience their own authority as children of God to proclaim the gospel over their lives.
My brothers and sisters, it is not a coincidence that you're listening to this show. God is calling you to forgive. Forgive those that have hurt you. Perhaps a parent who has passed away. Forgive them. Write a letter to them and tear it up, but forgive them. Forgive yourself. Lack of forgiveness is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to harm someone else. Lack of forgiveness is the blockage to freedom. And Father, I see it, or Bishop, I see it all over when I go to various places and we do healing seminars. And one time I was in Northern California, I said, before you come up and pray for healing, forgive people against things that you've heard. And we see this in Mark 11, that, you know, before we can do anything, forgive those that have hurt us. And I heard this huge gasp go up from everyone in the church at the time, because it was so obvious that so many people were holding on to things. And it's like a poison, Bishop, that people need to be set free of.
Of course, you're talking to an Irishman here, and we're the ones who are famous for holding grudges. They used to say they say that the Irish Alzheimer's is you forget everything except the grudges. you remember those, but it's not just the Irish. When I was working in South LA, we had a very troubled man who was come to the church a lot. This poor man was suffering from paranoia and sometimes having rage and everything. But one day he came in to me and said, "Father, I'm going to kill all those people out there because they're disrespecting me." I said, "Alex, when they do that, just say what Jesus said on the cross." And he, what did he say? Well, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing." He said, "But they do." So I think most of us think that they know what they're doing and they're deliberately trying to hurt me and I'm not going to forgive them because of that. But I want to just follow up with something that Matt was saying there about is how the difficulty of forgiving, it really becomes very powerful when you do it in the name of Jesus, because not only does Jesus give us the example of his forgiving people on the cross, but he actually gives us his ability to forgive. This is where Jesus comes into your life in a very powerful way. He'll give you his ability to forgive. Because really we don't have much of that ability by ourselves. We're too stuck, we're too broken, we're too frail. But and this is what we used to call grace. Grace is that you get this something flowing through you, which is actually Jesus' own ability to forgive. He gives you his ability to love. He gives you his ability to be merciful. He gives you his ability to be patient. This is why we can't save ourselves, because we can't do this by ourselves. But we turn to the... So when we do the second key, we say, "In the name of Jesus, I forgive my father for abandoning me. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my mother that when I told her I was being abused, that she would not believe me. In the name of Jesus, I forgive my husband who betrayed me all those years ago." In the name of Jesus, so that Jesus, the Jesus' compassion and mercy and forgiveness flows through you to the other person. And it has great power. If we could do this by ourselves, we would not have needed the Lord Jesus to come into the world and to become incarnate, to become one of us, to suffer and die on the cross. He gives us access to his power and his ability in order to do this hugely important task of forgiving others so that we can be free to have that new life.
The reality, my brothers and sisters, is that we can't even say the Our Father without understanding the critical nature of forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Scripture tells us very clearly, Jesus tells us very clearly, that as we judge, so will we be judged. Forgiveness sets us free. And that's why you're listening to this show. That's why God had you tune in right now. Today is a day of freedom. Today is a day of forgiveness. I'm excited. Neil, tell us about the third key.
Third key is renunciation. The church has preserved and given us this teaching about renunciation. Every time we renew our baptismal vows, we say we renounce Satan and all of his works and all his empty promises. And so we're taught to use our voice to renounce the enemy and all of his works, and especially his empty promises, which is his lies. And so we have the authority in Jesus' name to renounce the enemy. And in Unbound Ministry, what we really do is we listen to people, and we listen according to these five keys. And as we're listening to people's stories, things get uncovered. And then we will assist them to renounce them specifically according to what is in their hearts and what they've been in bondage to. Someone might have felt unworthy all their lives or rejected, and they can say, they can stand and realize that that's not me, that's not who I am. And the enemy has taken a hold in this area. So they can say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce the spirit of unworthiness. Or in the name of Jesus, I renounce rejection. Bishop O'Connell talked about Father Arthur listening to him and identifying this anxiety and its source. And once it was identified, Bishop could see that this wasn't him. It wasn't something that belonged to him. And he could say, in the name of Jesus, I renounce anxiety. And he knew the source, and he knew in saying that the power over his enemy that was coming against him. So renunciation, it's spirits, it's lies, it's the influence of evil. And sometimes we don't even know that it's, whether it's an evil spirit or not, we just know it doesn't belong to the kingdom of God. And so we can renounce all those things and open the door for God to come and to set us free. But Jesus is waiting. He's waiting for an expression of our will to deliver us, because our will has been engaged in some way to bring us into bondage. Maybe through deception, maybe through reaction to trauma, but he's waiting. And so that's one of the privileges we have in listening to people, and to just help them to know how to respond, to make a response to the grace of God. And I'd just like to add that these five keys aren't, you know, really something we've developed. This is given everybody, and it's simply the gospel. And what we've done is we have been able to put them in a way that people can receive them, understand them, and take hold of the liberation that Jesus has given us through the gospel.
And how can they find out about how to learn more about the five keys and being part of the Unbound Ministry? You have a website.
We have a website, heartofthefather.com, and you'll find lots of information where we're going to be speaking and all of our books. And the foundation or the key book or the place I'd like you to start is reading Unbound, A Practical Guide to Deliverance. We have people that read the first half of that book and experience liberation. I've had people tell me, the most extreme example I think is a woman that said, I read your book and I lost 300 pounds. And I said, well, what? What do you mean? She says, yeah, I was eating out of fear, and I was able to deal with that fear-based response to life, and then I could start disciplining myself and stop eating.
This is so exciting to have all of you here and to have our radio audience listening to this important message of being set free. We're going to be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco on Empowered by the Spirit to talk about the fourth and fifth key. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, my name is Andrew Laubacher. Most people call me A-Lob. I'm super excited to share with you that I'm partnering with Spirit-Filled Hearts and Christ Cathedral for a night of worship for young adults. On March 21st at 7 p.m., we want every young adult from ages 18 to 35 to come out and pray and worship with us. It's an opportunity for us to pray for revival, for renewal in our young adult community. We're going to be having praise and worship, a full band, prayer ministry, the sacraments. If you're really close to God and love Jesus, this is a great opportunity just to soak in His presence, experience fellowship. If you feel far away from your faith, this is a great opportunity for you to reconnect with the local community. So we invite you to come. It's a free event, March 21st at Christ Cathedral in the Free Theater. We'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit with Bishop David O'Connell, the Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles and the San Gabriel region, the founder of the Unbound Ministry, Neil Lozano, and his son, Matt Lozano. We've been talking about the five keys, and the last one was renunciation. And Bishop, you had a thought, that, an important comment related to that.
Well, I just wanted to say, Deacon, that, and to the people who are listening, maybe right now you're living with a lot of shame, maybe anger, rage, self-condemnation, self-rejection, self-hate, maybe these spirits are destroying your life. I want to say to you, there's great liberation for you, that Jesus wants to give you liberation from those. These bad spirits might have entered into your life because of somebody who sinned against you, or even your own sin also, of course. For instance, I want to just say this, there's a lot of people suffering terribly who are abused as children, different forms of abuse, or who are abandoned in some way as children. And they're living with a lot of self-hate and self-rejection and rage and despair because of that. That people who've had abortions, and they're, once they have the abortion, it's like these evil spirits enter into their lives to condemn them, to destroy them, to put them into total despair about their future, about salvation. But these are spirits that can be rejected and renounced in the name of Jesus. But I want to also say that I think there's almost a new grouping of evil spirits that are plaguing our young people. They're like a spirit of destruction of our youth. It's because our youth are being told that all these different forms of immorality and sin and pornography and drugs and abortion, and this is their right to live this way. But nobody's telling them, when you commit these sins, these bad spirits come into your life. You're opening doors to bad spirits, and these spirits are causing you terrible despair and depression and self-hate, and they're destroying your life. So I want to say, especially to our young people, seek out a priest who can at least give you forgiveness for your sins, so that you can be at least have that ministry in your life, which would begin a new life for you. But also seek out a way to renounce these bad spirits that have come into your life.
My brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Powered by the Spirit. That was Bishop David O'Connell talking about the importance of renouncing the bondage that's in your life. You know, one of the most important things is to understand 1 Corinthians 4:20. Paul says, our gospel is not a gospel of talk, but of power. Power, which translated in Greek as dynamite. That dynamite gives us by our baptism the authority, Matt, to make a difference. And I believe that's the fourth key. Tell us about authority.
So in ancient times, a father would give his authority to his son. When he reached a certain age, he would receive his father's seal. And he could take that seal into the marketplace or wherever he went. And whatever he did or said, as long as he carried that seal, it was as if the Father was acting through him. And that's a good image for what happens to us at our baptism. We are given the seal of our sonship, as sons and daughters of the living God, the promised Holy Spirit. He is our seal, and he gives us dignity and authority as the children of God. But of course, as we grow, we need to learn how to exercise our authority. And so with the first three keys, we've been addressing how evil spirits gain influence in our lives. And just as it was for Adam and Eve, he gained influence through deception, and the enemy became an authority for us. But through the death and resurrection of Jesus, the authority of the enemy has been defeated. And so when we stand in authority, we're exercising that truth, that our enemies have been defeated in Christ. And so when we lead a person through the first three keys, what they're doing is closing all those doors, all those places where the enemy would have access to our hearts. And when they get through all of that, we pray a simple command. In the name of Jesus, I command any spirit that Joe has renounced to leave now. And it's an expression of faith that this person has closed down the doors to the enemy. And just as St. Paul says, you know, we take our stand against the devil's schemes. And we're also modeling for people how to stand in their baptismal identity as sons and daughters of God. And at that point, many people experience the power of God releasing them. And literally, they experience sometimes something lifting off of them, or they feel an oppression lift off their head, because they really encounter the power of the name of Jesus in that moment.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus said, I am not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to give you my Holy Spirit, and I will give you my authority. This authority sets us free. And the fifth key is what? Now, Neil?
The fifth key is the Father's blessing. This is the most exciting one of all, I believe, because when Jesus came, he came to reveal the Father. And so the completion of all this work of redemption and all that's going on with the keys and the process of sanctification is all leading someplace. Jesus is leading us to the Father. And so many people we meet, you know, I say, well, do you know the Father, or have you ever experienced the Father's love for you? I says, well, I like Jesus. I talk to Jesus, but the Father's scary to me. Or others will say, well, isn't that the Old Testament God? Isn't he the Old Testament one? And there's all these perceptions about the Father that keep people from hearing his voice and knowing his embrace. And that's what Jesus taught us in the parable of the prodigal son, that the Father is waiting on that hill for us, and he wants to run to us, and he wants to embrace us and to hold us. And he wants us all to be able not only to worship Jesus as our Lord, but he wants us at times to contemplate and realize that Jesus is within us, and he dwells in us as the Son of God. And so that as the Son who dwells in us, we can come before the eternal God and call him Abba, call him Father, and to come and to find that full healing that Jesus has won for us. Our foundational healing is of our identity and the destiny that God has for us, that he has a plan for us. And it's in that encounter that Jesus gives us with the Father that we really understand what it means to be a child of God, an eternal child of God, and that our Father has good plans for us, and that he's going to bring good out of all the evil that has taken place in our life, and he's going to make us fruitful. So coming to the Father is one of the greatest joys when we pray for people, and after the word of command, I just get excited because I just believe the Father is on that hill and he starts to run. He starts to run to his children.
And it's so exciting to know how much God passionately loves us. If you don't believe me, open up your Bible to the 8th chapter of Romans. The first verse, there's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. On and on, that all things work for good. For he who loves the Lord is called according to his purpose, and that nothing will separate us from the love of God. Neither height, nor depth, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. Understanding that love of God, Bishop, is one of the transformations in living this life of freedom. Understanding that we are blessed. We see this in Ephesians 1, that we've been given every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing in the heavens, and just that understanding of how much we're loved is so critical. Your thoughts, Bishop?
This last key, the blessing of the Father, is one that is needed so much in our world in this present day, because there's a huge wound at the heart of many of our young people, children, adults. The huge wound is what has been called by people these days the father wound. That so many people feel abandoned by their father, or they never had a father who showed them the love and gave them the love and the affirmation and the compassion that they needed so desperately. So many of us are living with what we could call the father wound. And I could see that in my ministry, that about 95% of the young people that ended up in the penal justice system, they had no loving father, no good father present in their lives to help them. So many of our young people who are addicted, who are trying to find something to ease their pain or to fill the emptiness in their lives. And they're finding all sorts of ways to bring some love and fill the emptiness inside. They're seeking the Father's love. And they may not even know their fathers, they have no ability to contact their father anymore, but there's a longing in the heart of God our Father for you, my brother and sister. You're his beloved children. He loves you with love beyond all understanding. His heart is longing for that you experience his love for you. There's like a place of great pain in the heart of the Father as he longs to love you, to forgive you, to show you compassion, to show you mercy, to give you new life. This is what comes to us in the blessing of the Father. This is what comes to you. And this is what I know that, I know it's even secret, I'm an old man myself now. And I had a father who was a good father, but I think some way he didn't really know how to communicate that to us. So I even feel that longing in my own heart for the love of the Father. But it's given to us in this beautiful blessing. The world has kind of taught you that you have to first of all find your Father and reconcile with him and have to be okay with him before you can experience the love of the Father. But actually it's the other way around. Open your heart up to the blessing of God the Father upon you, and then you will be able to be reconciled and seek out your own Father, whether he is alive or he has gone before you already to the next world. That's the blessing that God wants to give you.
I want to thank the three of you for being on this show. There's no question in my mind that the Holy Spirit, the love of the Father, the power in the name of Jesus has set many of our listeners free. And I just say, praise the Lord. And Bishop, if you could close with a prayer for our listeners and for all of us, it would be wonderful.
So maybe my brother or sister who is listening right now, the dear children of God, maybe you could just repeat in your own home right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I put my life under your authority.
Lord Jesus, we put our life under your authority.
I trust in you, Lord Jesus.
I trust in you, Lord Jesus.
Please forgive me for my sins.
Please forgive me for my sins.
In the name of Jesus, I forgive all those who have hurt me in my life.
In the name of Jesus, I forgive all those who have hurt me in my life.
In the name of Jesus, I renounce all those spirits that are plaguing me and destroying me.
In the name of Jesus, I renounce all those spirits that are plaguing me and destroying me.
And I, by my authority as a Roman Catholic bishop, I say to all the spirits that are plaguing my brothers and sisters that to be cast out, to leave. I rebuke you, I cast you out. My brothers and sisters are under the authority of Jesus, not under your authority. You must leave them. St. Michael the Archangel put a shield of protection around them. Our Lady of Guadalupe, our Blessed Mother, place your mantle of protection around them. And my dear brothers and sisters, all of you who are listening to my voice, receive now the blessing of God upon you. He loves you with a love beyond all telling. He loves you completely. There's no condemnation on you. He loves you. His plan for you is good and not evil. He wants to give you great blessings. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Bishop. And thank you all for listening to this important show. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You've been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio.